I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic. A new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I spent the last 2 days at home so excited to get back to work to drop the bomb on Dave that starter homes are a thing of the past in Utah and his kids will not be able to live anywhere near the Wasatch Front when they get ready to buy a home. And that's all because of this new report that just came out that I want to dive into with you, Dave. I've got all this bad news for you. Here's how we're going to start this. I'm going to start this by telling you this. More than half of Utah's households are now unable to afford the median home price in Utah.
First of all, you're the worst.
So excited to talk about this.
Like, if you can't get into a starter home, friends, you're not living in Utah because we know rent prices are going through the roof as well. I looked back a few years, back in 2019.
Okay.
So before COVID hits, and I was looking at what prices were right around 2019. And Business Insider broke it down. Every state, and they had the median house price and then starter house price, because that's a big one.
That's different, yeah.
Right? Starter house price is the important number because... Mm-hmm. Sure, if you're looking at everything, you know, there's some very expensive houses. But if I want to be the first-time home buyer, it would cost, back in 2019, $243,000.
Mm.
That's how much a starter home cost just 2 years ago. Now,
and we thought that was a lot.
We
were on the air going, oh, my goodness, that's so much money.
Yes.
And now, you want to hear what the Desert News reported?
Yeah.
Okay, median price for a single family home is now $460,000. They saw an increase in the second quarter of 28% of this year. Second quarter of this year, 28%. And that's data. Let's give credit where credit is due. University of Utah's Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute put together this big report. It was released last week, and I just couldn't wait to talk to you about it.
Do you know what it's supposed to be? If you're a real estate investor, do you know what you can count on year to year, the house appreciating?
I'm going to say 7%, and that's a guess.
Yeah. 6-7%.
Really?
Yeah. 6-7%.
I've been at this game too long.
That is what you look at and say, you know what, that's reasonable. So when you look at an increase of 28%,
mm-hmm.
more than four times what is normal,
mm-hmm.
that's catastrophic if you're trying to buy a home. It's as we have said millions of times on this show, it's unaffordable. Unaffordable housing, unaffordable Utah.
Priced out. Sickening.
$460,000.
Which makes you the first guest on our new game show. The Price Isn't Right for Dave's young family. Actually, I should say Dave's kids, who will probably be starting families not too long from now. So, Dave, I'm your host of The Price Isn't Right. Dave, I want you to name a county in Utah, any county in Utah, and I'll tell you, according to this new report, what the price was just 1 year ago and what your kids can expect today. Go.
Salt Lake County.
Oh, okay. I can't find that on the list. Stand by. Keep going. Find another county while I'm looking for Salt. How about Utah County? Let's start with Utah County.
I just found the most populous county.
Literally can't find that on the list.
This printout didn't fit. It cut it off on the printer. My bad.
It cuts off at San Juan County.
Utah County.
Okay, we'll get back to the Salt Lake County discussion. And oh, here it is. I found it. Salt Lake County. It was $365,000 in 2020. That was the median home price. This year? $440,000, an increase of 20%. Dave, can your kids afford to buy in Salt Lake County?
No.
Pick another county.
First of all, I've always said on this show, because we talk about Salt Lake County, how expensive it is, and What do I always say, Deb? Well, don't live in Salt Lake County.
Mm-hmm.
Come up to Davis.
Davis County. $350,000 one year ago. This year, it's now $432,520 for an increase of 23.6%.
Okay.
Keep going, Dad.
All right, so Salt Lake doesn't work. Davis doesn't work. Let's keep going north. Let's go to Weber County.
Weber County. Okay, I'm looking over my list for Weber County. Hold on a moment. I'm going to get there. Here it is, $272,000 a year ago. Maybe two of your kids could have gone in together and bought a four-bedroom and lived there together for years on end.
Okay.
Maybe rented out a third bedroom to somebody. $272,000. This year, $349,650 for an increase of 28.5%.
So Weber is a disaster. Okay, I keep going north. I'm in Weber County. Let's head east. So I'm going north, north, north as far as counties go.
Oh, just and now
I'm
going to
go
county.
East, Morgan.
Morgan County. Oh, no.
No, this is kind of a pretty area up
in
the mountains.
No, not Morgan County. Your children will never be able to afford $657,000 up from $414,000 a year ago.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, it was 414.
Yes.
And now it's what?
$657,500.
Scratch Morgan off the list.
We're playing The Price Isn't Right for Dave's kids to buy
south.
Their first home. You're heading south.
I'm
to
rolling
where?
South. Okay.
Where?
We already said Utah County, obviously, no. All right. How about Nephi? What's
Juab.
Nephi in?
Juab County. Okay, been there many times. Love Juab County. Unfortunately, your children cannot afford to live there either. Unless they can cough up $384,999, let's just call it a straight $385K.
In Nephi?
Up from $269,000. That is a almost 33% increase.
Does Nephi know where Nephi is?
Your kids can afford, fortunately, Dave, I found playing The Price Isn't Right for Dave's kids. Because housing prices, on average, have gone up almost 30% year over year for the median home price. Your kids are moving to Daggett County. Do you know what's in Daggett County?
First of all, I have
neither
no idea
does anybody
where
else.
Daggett County is.
I believe it's out there somewhere.
You have no idea where Daggett is.
I've been there. $152,000 a year ago, now up to $205,000. Better yet, we're going to send you to Emory County. It was $143,000 a year ago for a home. Now $151,000 there. So your kids can afford to buy in Emory County.
Emory?
Yeah.
Golden. Done.
Do we know what's in Emory County?
Castledale. Castledale, in fact, home
there's
of...
There's a castle?
There's no actual castle. Sean Bradley, 7 feet, 6 inches tall, played at BYU, played in the NBA for a ton of years, from Castledale, Utah.
Oh, how about Duchesne?
Duchesne.
$183,000. That's up $30,000 from one year ago.
So as long as you want to live in Duchesne, Millard, or Daggett County, you're broke.
Or you can go out of state. We're going to take a trip around the United States to see what we can afford outside of Utah. Personally, I'm heading to, well, I'll tell you. In 3 minutes.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
Big days mean big news.
The administration plans to restore bears' ears.
The deal will allow the U.S. to pay its debts.
Many large businesses are already beginning their own vaccine mandates.
Days you rely on KSL. Listen on Alexa at home or in your car at 102.7 FM. Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon, Utah's morning companions for news.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.